If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Chris Cuomo, because I think he prides himself, the News Nation talk host, in being a bit of a chef and cook. Is that right, Chris?
A cook, yes. Chef, no. But I love to cook. I love having the garden. I love doing different things. I love having people over to eat. I love cooking for the family. That is all true, sir.
What's your best thing on the grill?
On the grill, I can do anything. What I enjoy the most on the grill is doing a mix of local stuff. So I get fish, I get duck local, I get sausage local. That I really dig doing on the grill. Otherwise, I like making my own sauce. I like making my own meatballs, and I love making eggplant parmesan.
What do you make of this, Hunter Biden? Well, let's move to the Hunter Biden story now. What do you make of this, the three new charges against him?
Well, first of all, it doesn't pass the smell test, right? So that's why I believe it is political malpractice for the Biden administration to not be answering these charges. I know what their argument is, that they don't want to interfere in the investigation. But I believe that there's a distinction with a difference here, which is in politics, they are allowing and enabling a distraction from the people's interests by not dealing with these allegations. And to say, well, they're not going to deal with them because there's an investigation going on, I think is disingenuous.
Wait, what do you want the Biden administration to respond to? What allegation is it that they should be saying something about?
Explain. The easiest one is you said you didn't know anything, but you were on the calls with him his business guys. Explain it. That's an easy one. The money that came into the family. Why did so many different family members get money? That's a little harder. The third one is, what can you tell us about why there's no concern about what he was doing for Ukraine or China and any policy that you had? Now, I don't believe those are particularly hard questions, by the way, except for the money one. But we don't know that the president directly benefited from anything. But the money to the other family members has to be explained. Everything else is completely speculative, and I think they could handle it easily. But when
the new charges are gun charges, but there have been no specific charges along the lines that you are talking about right now. That is, the special prosecutor has not charged Joe Biden with anything illegal, isn't charged him with anything relative to what you've just said. I'm not sure they need to get out in front of that unless it's the speculation that his son made money because his dad was the vice president. Well, I think that's pretty clear to all of us that
he did.
But it's pretty clear that Jared Kushner got $2 billion because of who his father-in-law was. And Ivanka made a lot of money because of who her dad was.
Too.
But I'm not So I'm not sure why this conversation is necessary. I'm not sure what's so necessary about that. Shy of an indictment, a grand jury saying, here are the charges that you should bring up, I'm not sure that he should. You talk about political malpractice. I thought you were going to say that it's the Republicans using this as a distraction when there's more important things on the table.
Well, they are. But look, two things can be true at once. Okay. I don't believe in the if you're not charged with a felony, then it's fine standard of political behavior and of what you should be answering for as a leader. So I reject the idea that unless he's charged, he shouldn't talk about it. Two, the Republicans are doing what you just accused them of. The Democrats did it before. I don't see them as equal actors. I condemn the game of poison party politics. That doesn't mean the players are equal. I don't believe the Democrats are as poisoned politically as the Republicans are, thanks to the former president. But that doesn't mean that the game doesn't stink. And that doesn't mean that the charges against the president, the former president, are unimpressive to the point that it makes me legitimately question what is in the public interest. I feel the same way about what they're chasing Biden on right now, which is why they keep trying to say, but this is really stuff. This is really stuff. It's not like just messing with an election. We are doing exactly what the founding fathers wanted to protect against with the high crimes and misdemeanors standard for impeachment.
Yeah, absolutely.
They watched exactly this happening in the UK. And they said, we want to be better than this. That's where that amorphous standard comes from. Now it makes sense. None of this stuff they're going after Trump for, unless they prove that he really pressured politicians to break the law with respect to the election, none of this stuff raises to the level of something that's worthy of distracting from all the real problems we have in this country.
Okay, wait, hold on 1 second. You're conflating two things here. I want to make sure I understand you correctly. Our Chicago take today on the Hunter Biden, and in this case, Donald Trump charges, sponsored by HaggertyAutoGroup.com. Haggerty Auto Group always puts their finger on the big story of the day, and at this time, that's what we do. But you're not saying that Donald Trump's call to Mr. Raffensperger in Georgia was what are you saying about that? It would seem to me like that's worthy of inspection, and that was a real thing, right?
Inspection, yes. Did it happen? Yes. Do I believe that Donald Trump had bad intent? Yes. Does that mean it is a crime? No. Do I think he will be convicted of that? No.
A jury will decide that, but how is that not a crime? How is that not a crime?
It's not a crime because if I believe that these votes were wrongly denied me, and I call you and say, hey, look again and get me those votes back. I only need 11,000. And I'm hearing all kinds of reports that there was dirty stuff going on. Take a look and see if you can get me those votes. That is not a crime.
Well, then he's delusional. But I mean, if
that's not a crime.
Actually, if you commit a crime and you are unaware that it's a crime, it can still be a crime. It can still be a crime.
A crime. I'm not saying you didn't have the mens rea, but you committed the actus reus. And if that is the case, if you were unable to form the proper intent because you are, as you say, deranged, then he can't commit a crime. But that's not the case here.
I'm surprised that you and I are talking about this, though. I mean, okay, you are going out of your way to be remarkably fair or generous to Donald Trump
that call. No, I am not. I'm not playing false equivalency. The call was wrong.
Okay,
it was wrong for him to do it.
But talk to me I thought we were going to talk about maybe the three gun charges against Hunter Biden, and now we're talking about that.
Then let's talk about it.
Well, because to me, those are on different planets. And if Hunter Biden...
They are on different planets.
Okay, so if Hunter Biden for 11 days, 5 years ago, had an unloaded gun that he should not have had because he lied on a form, all three charges against him are about that simple fact and act.
I think if his name is Joe Smith, he's not charged.
Fair enough. So I'm not sure what the penalty shall be, right? If you want to single this kid out and prosecute him, go right ahead. That's the law, and you can be selective about it. Sometimes people get prosecuted, sometimes they don't. But he's not going to go to jail for 25 years. He's not a previous offender. He was no violent threat to anybody. So to me, that's kind of a bunch of nonsense. It's not worthy of great consideration. The other stuff
it's certainly
maybe,
not worthy of great consideration by a political party that is ignoring far more egregious behavior among their own. And that's the hypocrisy that is proof of the poison political game that people need to get away from by abandoning the parties.
Okay, we got to wrap this up, but it just seems to me like to go from that conversation to Donald Trump's Raffensperger call is a huge leap. I just can't get there from there.
I never took the leap, and I'm not asking you to make it. You're no Evel Knievel. What I'm trying to say is that you have to look at all of this scrutiny through the lens of whether or not this is a legitimate matter for prosecution in the best interest
yes.
of the public,
okay.
or should you decide it with the election?
And that's the bridge. Is it a legitimate reason for prosecution? And I won't worry about the Biden thing. That's already happening. And if the investigation reveals a connection between his dad, him, and money, and Joe Biden did something illegal, let the chips fall where they may. But if on the other side of that bridge you have Donald Trump's call to Mr. Raffensperger, I think, wow, you and I are in different places on that one, my friend.
That's okay. And I don't think that it's a zero-sum game. I don't think that you have to equate them and you have to compare them. I think you take them case by case. And I'm just saying, with all the problems in this country, I do not think the American public is best served by having this be the level of dialogue in this election.
Okay, but you're also saying, therefore, we shouldn't even be pursuing Donald Trump's call in Atlanta, right?
No, pursue it. investigate it. That's fine. It'd be nice if Congress could do it, since technically this is their job, not really for the DOJ. But we can't. We can't do it. We can't be fair. Everything is about going after your opponents.
Congress had a chance when the second impeachment came up, and they chose with all of that evidence not to do anything. That's why we are where we are now. Listen, Chris, always fun to talk to you. This is interesting. It's often surprising, and I'd love to try some of your food on the grill sometime.
You are always welcome, because you are a true free agent who is in the business of making things better.
Chris Cuomo is the host of Cuomo on News Nation. That's at 7 o'clock on Comcast 223, Dish 239, Hulu, and YouTube TV. We'll talk again. Thank you, my friend.